Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Lima 3, India, Sierra. Calling from Christchurch, New Zealand. Listening 145.8.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Romeo Sierra 0, India Sierra Sierra. This is Zulu Lima 3, India Sierra Sierra, Christchurch, over. Romeo Sierra 0, India Sierra Sierra. This is Zulu Lima 3, India Sierra Sierra, Christchurch, over.
Well, the soil temperature begins to move. This means that soil microbes begin to get more active. They start to digest organic matter, for example, and they excrete the byproducts. Yes, as we do, they excrete ammonia. And other microbes convert that ammonia to nitrate. So you get this flush of plant nutrients being formed as the soil temperatures warm up. And this supplies nutrients to the plants, which begin to grow. There seems to be not just poetic evidence for the effect that spring has on a young man's fancy, but you start to eat the right foods. You probably, in the old days, were starved of vitamin C, for example, over the winter. You weren't getting any fresh vegetables and fruit. And here, suddenly, fresh vegetables with all their nutrients and vitamins and minerals, which are essential for our well-being, start eating these foods. Instead of having stored meat, we have more of the fresh vegetables and fruit. And I'm sure this has an influence on our health and makes us livelier. Feel the blood coursing through the veins, and I suppose the temperature being a bit higher too would help to thin the blood and get it going a lot quicker. You know, life is sweet, brother. Who would wish to die, as George Burrow wrote.
A salute to spring! Three cheers for spring! Hip hip.
Romeo Sierra 0, India Sierra Sierra. Zulu Lima 3, India Sierra Sierra, Christchurch.
Around the fields, quite insane with spring fever. Think of all those women heading for the shops for the spring sales. Eyes bright, elbows out, eyes fixed on bargains. It's a great battle. I think it's more relaxing and less dangerous to attend one of our battles than to go to a spring sale.
And today, Romeo Sierra 0, India Sierra Sierra.
Just down the road there.
Zulu Lima 3, India Sierra Sierra, Christchurch, over.
Our Imperial Army is once again engaged in martial conflict to celebrate the first day of spring. The ideal symbol of what spring is all about.
Romeo Sierra in 0, India Sierra Sierra. This is Zulu Lima 3, India Sierra Sierra, Christchurch, over. RS-0 ISS, this is Zulu Lima 3, India Sierra Sierra, ZL-3 ISS, calling from Christchurch, over.
I like the people.
And
I found the young people were absolutely wonderful. They had radical ideas, very radical. And I used to say to them, look, you've got to crawl before you can walk, but I like what you're doing. But don't try and change us, we're too old. But you're the future. And Rod Donald is one I think of, and he used to come to my place a lot. And my place was like Paddington Station. They were coming in and out all the time. And I liked a lot of their ideas, but they were radical ideas to us.
I was just utilising ground, vacant sections to produce food. That was the main idea, yeah.
Just really enjoyed the feeling, the community spirit that seemed to be there, and the crumbles and the get-togethers. It all made you feel like you sort of all belonged, and there's purpose in life. And, you know, it was really nice, not just living your separate little lives with little fences around each other. And so it made it quite special.
Yeah, it was the first time I actually met real New Zealand in David Loop. And I came over here as a student, and I was... wasn't planning on staying in New Zealand at all. But then when I was floating in the Ivy Loop and met people there, I actually met surreal New Zealand, I felt. And I felt quite a sense of belonging.
And
well, it was just a nice time to share.
You obviously met your husband there, but what else do you remember about your time in the Ivy Loop?
Just really enjoyed the feeling, the community spirit that seemed to be there, and mixture of young and old, which I felt was really good, because you'd learn from the old and they could get something back from you. Either you helped them or somehow just companionship for them. Some of them were really good old friends.
That concept of an urban community, of actually being self-sufficient within the city, is that something now that you think was expecting too much, or...?
It would have been possible if... at that time, but it wouldn't be possible now anymore, because you couldn't restore all the vacant sections. But there were a lot of areas where you could have grown for self-sufficiency, but, yeah, it just changed into housing. But probably... I don't know, the prices of sections have gone up so much too that it's probably not worthwhile growing in the middle of the city anymore. And then I think the pollution problem has gone worse too.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, when you think about communities, I mean, what is left in Christchurch with the motorways going between it all the time? All these one-way systems, everything. I mean, you just see what we consider like a community area where people, you know, communicate or get to know people. Next minute they have a road right between them and they're just pulled apart.
RS0ISS, RS0ISS, This is ZL3ISS.
Ladies and gentlemen, we proudly announce, starting on Boxing Day, the introduction of our Coronation Year entertainment, bringing royalty screen masterpieces exclusively to 7 Christchurch theatres. We believe the people of Christchurch will extend their patronage generously only where they feel a sincere, enterprising effort has been made to return an honest, value-for-money entertainment. To take all the guesswork out of your movie shopping, 7 Christchurch theatres combine to specifically acquire a newly contracted, hand-picked selection of the world's greatest motion picture attractions for 1953 from all the world's major studios. To see the absolute ultimate in superlative entertainments, we suggest you always attend one of these 7 theatres. Avon, St. James, Majestic, Regent, Tivoli, Grand, Plus. We believe this policy of presenting a series of Coronation Year entertainments comprising a succession of royalty screen masterpieces will prove highly acceptable and profitable to picturegoers. In Christchurch, the most centralized cinema city in the world, these 7 theatres now personify the march of time and progress to each become a new center and symbol of quality entertainment. Our Coronation Year entertainments of royalty screen masterpieces assure Haven.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight it's the final performance of the Christchurch season of Georges Bizet's grand opera, Carmen. It's being presented here by the Christchurch Civic Music Council in collaboration with the New Zealand Broadcasting Service. The principal parts are taken by Janet Howe, by courtesy of the Carl Rosa Opera Company, and Arthur Servant, by courtesy of the Sadler's Wells Opera Company. The National Orchestra is conducted by Anderson Tyra, and the chorus of the Christchurch Operatic Society is directed by Len Barnes. Production is by Bernard Beebe. The cast, in order of appearance, Morales, Sergeant of the Old Guard, Gerald Christella, Michaela, a country girl, Dora Drake, Don Jose, Sergeant of the New Guard, Arthur Servant. Zuniga, Captain of the New Guard, William Hamilton, Carmen, a Spanish gypsy girl, Janet Howe, and friends of Carmen, Frasquita, Valerie Pepler, and Mercedes, Olga Hughes, Escamillo, the bullfighter, Brian Drake, and 2 young gypsy smugglers, El Dan Cairo, David Law, and El Ramondado, Clifford Shirley. Carmen is one of the world's most popular operas and was first produced 72 years ago in Paris. For this New Zealand production, the scenery was painted by Will J. Conroy and Ronald Hubbard, and it vividly depicts contrasting scenes in and around Seville as it looked 100 years ago. There are 4 acts. When the curtain goes up the first time, we see a sunny square between the massive facade of a cigarette factory and a stone guardhouse with its arched doorway. At the far right, a bridge rises beyond which we see the towers of the cathedral. There are people bustling about and soldiers in gay uniforms with high peaked hats lounging before the guardhouse.
Walking my mother's dog on this particular day, not the dog that I have today, and he
Romeo
decided
Sierra
to
Zero,
turn around and do a runner
Sierra,
on me.
Sierra,
so I was looking for him, and
three,
I came
Sierra,
across
Sierra,
a young man sitting on a park
on
bench just up here.
Eight,
I said, "You haven't seen a big yellow Labrador looking a little lost, have you?" He said, "No, I haven't." As I went to turn around from him, he just made an indecent suggestion and exposed himself. So I immediately just got angry and I smacked him actually on the face once, and he put his arm up to shield it, so I smacked him again on the other side, and then I gave him a bit of a lecture. I told him that I thought that he possibly needed help, and that it didn't really worry me so much, but I was worried in case the next time he did it was to a young child or something like that. And he immediately caught on with this, and he said, "Yes, I'm sick, you know, please don't tell anybody." So I said that I thought that it needed to be reported. It was possibly the only way he was going to get help or something like that, you know. And then I picked up his bicycle, asked him if he would stay there and I'd try and find the police or something like that, you know, which I knew was a little far-fetched on my part. But there was a park worker working about three trees back, so I proceeded to go towards him, and I was going to ask him if he had a radio of some sort. But as I approached the other man working in the park, he ran away, so I got on his bike then and followed him. He continued then to run down the street and enter the house. By the time I caught up with him, because I wasn't familiar at all with a mountain bike, I didn't know how to work the gears, so by the time I got there, it was an apartment building, and I didn't see which apartment that he went into. So I then rode the bike home and looked inside the helmet that I'd also picked up to find that his name was in it. I then got the phone book, looked up the name in the phone book, and it was the house that he went into with the apartment number on it, you know. So from then I was able to ring the police and tell them exactly what had happened and to ask them to come and retrieve the bike, the helmet, and deal with the young man. I've been walking the park now for every day that it's been at all possible for 2 years and 7 months, and I haven't seen one incident like this at all before in the park. And I always feel really, really safe in the park, although I have never walked it at night. Well, I have walked it at night, but my husband comes with me at that time. And I love this park very much. So immediately after on the day of this incident, I came straight back and walked it again to make sure that I wouldn't be at all worried about it or anything like that. And I found that it was fine, you know, and I felt quite confident and things like that. So it all worked out quite well, really. DB, come on, let's go, mate. Good boy.
RS0ISS, this is ZL3ISS, Christchurch, over.
Primitive wordless song, or yodel, was first recorded in the Acts of the Martyrs in AD 397, and it's probably prehistoric. It's still practiced by the mountain peoples of Switzerland and the Tyrols, but perhaps we know it best through its association with country and western music, people like Slim Whitman and Tex Morton. The recent
Alpha
Gold Guitar Awards in Gore,
Sierra,
New Zealand's
November
champion
Alpha
yodeler
Sierra,
was found. John Blumsky has the sound.
Alpha.
Ron
November
Mannix
Alpha
has been yodeling
Sierra,
for the past
Sierra.
34 years, having discovered his gift on a farm
India,
when he was
sugar,
13
sugar.
Years old.
Zulu, three,
now running
India,
a suburban grocery
Sierra,
store
Sierra,
in Christchurch, he still doesn't think he's too old.
I don't think so. I think there's lots of people that are older than me, I think, can yodel. I'm just one of the lucky ones that just sort of keep going.
What sort of a tune or a melody do you need to yodel to?
November Alpha.
Well,
one,
I think it's got to be country, but it can be any type of song. I've even heard yodelers on record yodeling with a brass band. It's fantastic. It's beautiful.
Where do you practice?
Well, I don't do a great deal of practice. But we're lucky enough here when the shop was built that there's a soundproof wall between
November
the
Alpha
shop
one,
and the land.
Do you know what you're going to do?
Well, I do. I don't know whether other people are going to do, but I basically know what I'm going to do before I start. This particular one I do is Castamalassu. Hadi hole. That's one. Then you sort of do a roll in your voice. Well, you can go. All depends. There is some particular numbers that you can do, I would say. I do that one, I'll take you home again, Kathleen. Like, you know, well, that's... and I do it country style. You were my bonny bride.
Romeo Sierra Zero, India Sierra Sierra, RS Zero ISS, RS Zero ISS, Zulu Lima 3, India Sierra Sierra, Fidel 3 ISS. Calling from Christchurch, New Zealand, receiving 145.8. Over. November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. This is Zulu Lima 3, India Sierra Sierra. Zulu Lima 3, India Sierra Sierra.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.